أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first cited an example for us to understand the worldly life, the life of this world, the dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it as rain that falls onto earth. The earth produces vegetation, and after that, that vegetation turns into dry husk that is blown away by the wind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then spoke of al-mal wal-banoon, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of wealth and children as zina, as an adornment and embellishment of this worldly life. Once you leave this world, it stays behind. All of that, all that wealth, all that beauty, all of that remains behind. You don't carry it with you in the next world or the life to come. Allah spoke of al-baqiyat as-salihat. Allah says that should be your main focus, al-baqiyat as-salihat, because that's what you're carrying on and that's what you're taking with you, the everlasting virtues. That's going to carry on with you in the next world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then describes akhirah for us. Allah speaks of yawm al-qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayah, ayah number 47 of Surah Al-Kahf, says, وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالِ. Allah says, visualize the day when we will move the mountains. The mountains will move. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah says that the mountains will fly about and will move about like cotton wool effortlessly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause the mountains to move about. وَتَرَى الْأَرْضِ. Allah says, you will see the earth, you will see the land barizatan, completely exposed on that day, inside out. Whatever is within the earth will now be on top of the earth. So the entire earth will be completely exposed. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when we will be resurrected from our graves, and when we look at the earth, we'll never recognize the earth. We'll think that we are in some other place, on some other planet. Allah says, غير الأرض. When we look at the earth, we'll find it to be strange. Why? Because the entire landscape and appearance and the structure of the earth will be completely disfigured and will be completely changed. وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we will gather them all together, all of creation, the entire human race. فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. Allah says, we will not leave a single one of them. Imagine that. The billions and billions of humans who walk this earth, every single one of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, will appear once again on the surface of earth. وَعُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. Allah explains how we are going to be presented before Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعُرِضُوا. And they will all be presented before your Rabb, saffan, lined up. One line, one saff. So salah should remind us of that moment. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when you are in salah, you are standing before your Allah. You are conversing with your Allah. And on the day of Qiyamah also, you will come face to face with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will all be presented before your Rabb, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saffan, in one saf, all lined up. لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will certainly come to us. Every one of you will come to us, كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً, as you were created at first, the way you came into this world, empty-handed, completely empty-handed. Sometimes a person works in his entire life and he accumulates and accumulates and accumulates different type of wealth and possessions, and whatever else Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but when he comes out of the qabr, number one, he will come to us in the same way he came into this world. In other words, the qabr will give birth to him the way his mother gave birth to him. So the way he came out of the womb of his mother, that is how he will come out from the womb of earth, empty-handed. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains in another hadith, hufatan, uratan, ghurla, barefooted and unclothed, naked, and uncircumcised. exactly as he came into this world. That is how he will come out on the day of Qiyamah, every single human being. And then the hadith Nabi Sassan says, and the first person to be clothed on that day will be Ibrahim alayhi salam. لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً. Allah says, you will all come to us, certainly, without doubt, in the same way that we have created you at first. بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّن نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا. Allah will address the disbelievers, and they will be addressed, perhaps by the malaika, or perhaps by Allah himself. What will be said to them? زَعَمْتُمْ. Instead, you all claimed, أَلَّن نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا, that we will not make for you all an appointed time to meet. You all claim this, the disbelievers and those who reject the life after death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is that very appointment that you had rejected and denied. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ. What will happen next? Once they are all lined up, why will they all be lined up? To be shown their deeds and to be given their results. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ. And then the book of records will be placed in front of them. Every person, his book of records will now be placed in front of him. And elsewhere in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, every individual will be instructed and said, اقرأ كتابك. You yourself study your book. You yourself look at your book. You yourself look at your results. Your results will not be read out to you, but you do a study of the book of records of yours, containing within it whatever you had committed while living on earth. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the book will be placed before every individual. فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Allah says, on that day you will see the mujrimeen, the criminals. Think of that student who knows the result. He knows he has failed, and he's given his report. He knows that he messed up. He did not study for the examinations. He didn't make any effort for the examinations. And he was negligent with regards to his studies. And now the results are perhaps presented to him in his envelope. He already knows. There's already a sense of fear. He doesn't want to look at it. He doesn't want to open it. He knows what to expect. He knows what to find therein. So there's a sense of fear. There's a sense of guilt. There's a sense of remorse. There's a sense of regret. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the mujrimeen, the criminals, the guilty ones, the guilty parties, Allah says, فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ. You will see the mujrimeen on that day, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ, fearful and frightened of what is contained within those books of records. وَيَقُولُونَ. And then they will say, يَا وَيْلَتَنَا. What is the matter with this book? What book is this? مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرًا. It has not left out a single minor, wala kabira, nor a single major, illa ahsaha, except that it has accurately recorded it. Every single deed, as small as the deed may be, as great as the deed may be, whether it is a sagira or whether it is a kabira, it will be accurately, meticulously, perfectly recorded in that book before you. And they'll be so astonished and so amazed. Deeds that you have forgotten of, and you'll see it recorded there. They'll be so shocked that what type of book is this? What kind of records are these that has left out absolutely nothing from the time we came into the world until we left the world? وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Allah says, everyone will find whatever they had done. Ma denotes comprehensiveness. Whatever they have done in this world, they will find it there in front of them. Hadira. It will all be present and exposed to them. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and your Rabb will not oppress any single person. Your Rabb will not wrong any single person. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not add to your sins anything that was not committed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not reduce, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not remove or minus any good deed that you may have performed in this world. May Allah grant us the understanding.